Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
They're about to shut off 30 million cell phones in Mexico. I have that headline here. That's being ignored. So maybe we should become a part of Mexico where everybody has to be tracked, traced, and databased to have a cell phone openly with your biometric thumb scan. That's why we should go with them. That's a good idea. People need to wake up. They need to get beyond race. And later on, we're going to play this video of Wolf Blitzer trying to put Rand Paul into a corner and basically call him a racist. But Rand Paul handles himself excellently and says, look, there were parts of the Civil Rights Act that I don't necessarily agree with. And look, when I'm talking about the Disabilities Act, I'm saying, hey, if you're a small business, you have a two-story building, and somebody happens to work with you, has a wheelchair, maybe you offer them an office on the first floor instead of installing a $100,000 elevator system just for that one person. Because you may very well put that small business out on the streets and no longer to give capital to other citizens of the United States. Very well spoken. Lays it directly out. But that doesn't stop the LA Times, the New York Times, the Washington Post, CNN, all these people trying to make him out to be a racist because he is a threat to the establishment. He is going to go up against these globalists. And that's what this is about. It's about globalization. It's about the establishment having these people in their pockets. And that's why you're not seeing Arlen Specter out there anymore. So when we come back, we're going to have Alex Jones talk about this situation with Calderon. Again, standing ovations for the president of Mexico who's condemning Arizona citizens for basically standing up and saying, look, we've had enough. Our economy's in shambles. We're taking back our state and hopefully this country. We'll be back after this. It's the Alex Jones Show, only at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv.
Attention, an important product from hempusa.org, microplant powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have microplant powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and AQUAAqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome, and thank you so much for joining us on this Wednesday, 26th day of May, 2010 edition. Congressman Ron Paul is going to be joining us coming up in about 25 minutes from now. We also have Walter Burian, who's the progenitor of the amazing revelation that government has a second set of books known as the Comprehensive Annual Financial Report, set up off of the Chicago Al Capone model. And this is hidden in plain view, like the chemtrailing, the CIA growing the poppies with the Marines and Army as farmers in Afghanistan. Everything is just out in the open in everyone's face. The system just flaunts all of this right in our face. And so we're going to be discussing that coming up on the syndicated radio broadcast today. The websites are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. Now, I was just marveling at an article in the Washington Post yesterday where buried in the story, they just calmly report that they faked the Bin Laden videos. Well, of course those were fake videos. It wasn't even the same person. Then they had linguists. Listen to the voice. Wasn't even the same dialect. Then they had voice prints made of real bin Laden interviews versus the new fake interviews. And they were all fake. But here they are in the news in an article titled CIA Unit's Wacky Idea Depicts Saddam as Gay. And then buried in that story, like letting, you know, passing gas in church, they just kind of sneak it out there and hope nobody notices. Kind of like the same thing with the opium. Oh, it's coming out. Our troops are growing the opium over there and they don't like it. We'll just come out and admit we're doing it. This is the new psychological tactic more than ever. And so we're going to be going over that. Also, another bizarre story here. Fort Worth police chief promotes hormone therapy. Now, it's come out that the group abusing steroids more than any other population is police. And there's no wonder there's so much police brutality and police going crazy and having roid rages on old ladies, small children, you name it. No, police, you do not need to have hormone therapy. What you need is to be in control of yourself. I mean, I can't imagine what would happen if I took steroids, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, every week I want to tear somebody's head off, okay? I can barely control myself with the testosterone I have. I cannot imagine taking more testosterone. I cannot imagine what that would be like. And I see these police all over the place, roided out of their minds. You can tell they've got the camel hump on their back. They've got that watery fat muscle. You can tell when somebody's on steroids. And if you've ever played football or been in and around sports, and you can see when somebody's on roids, and you know, you've been to the gym, you can tell who's on roids. And it's just a large portion of police are on steroids. And that's not even one of our top stories. I don't even know why I'm even getting into that. North Korea severs all ties with the South and says they're preparing for war. The South says that if one ship crosses into their waters, they're going to attack. The North has got all this artillery lined up to blast Seoul, the capital of South Korea. They're openly talking about World War III. Israel's talking about going into Iran. We've got a scientific dictatorship, chemtrailing the atmosphere, poisoning our water supply, and it's almost a diversion. It's almost a distraction to talk about Obama being born in Kenya and being an Indonesian citizen. It's all true, of course. It's almost a diversion to talk about socialists and communists and fascists. And it's far worse than that. It is a scientific dictatorship that we're in. And it just burns into my brain every day just how far down the rat hole we are as a society. And I'm not trying to be negative here. I'm trying to be honest about it. I mean, I love the good things about our society. I love all the beautiful things, all the innocent things, all the nice things. And quite frankly, I don't even like having to focus in all this New World Order news, but it's got to be done because clearly in history, once corruption goes to seed, once it reaches a critical point, it just runs completely wild on everyone. And so we're going to discuss all these issues today. I mean, just some of the other news I've got here. Obama's healthcare rationing czar, and it's all these quotes out of a biotechnology healthcare review where they're talking about how they're going to ration care. I mean, all of the Obama people and all of the Clinton people said they wanted socialist healthcare and that they were then going to ration care. I mean, this is what they do in every other country. And they sit there and deny and lie during the passage, and now that it's passed, they just admit it. And it's a bunch of control freaks running our lives, controlling every facet of our society. So we'll be breaking that report down as well today. On the economic front, I don't have to tell you that things are worse than bad. They're out of control. All over Europe, they're announcing that they are taking large portions of the public's pension funds, raising taxes, same thing beginning here in the U.S. Moody's is reiterating that U.S. spending risk credit rating, that we may become basically like a third world nation, so that when our government borrows money from the private central banks that they make up out of nothing, they just write a blank check saying they own the world, that when this happens, that when they lower our credit rating, we'll have to pay higher interest to the bankers for made up currency and credit. So I've got that here in my stack. Moody's reiterates U.S. spending risk credit rating, that it risks losing the credit rating, lowering it. Romanians protest wage and pension cuts. Same thing going on in Greece, in Germany, everywhere. 25 questions to ask anyone who is delusional enough to believe that the economy is really in a recovery and that it's real. I'm going to go over that. Good points made. And I mentioned this yesterday, but I want to spend more time on this coming up when Ron Paul joins us. Private pay shrinks to historic lows as government payout rises. So you're being paid record low wages on average, and you're paying record high taxes, but government jobs are increasing at all-time records, and they're all getting raises, like a cancer, jumping from the lungs to the liver, to the pancreas, to the kidneys, to the brain. It's a wonderland. Cancer is just spreading. It's nothing can stand in its way. It's having such a wonderful time. And there's a method to the madness. They say they want to destroy our society and rebuild it. Order out of chaos. So private pay shrinks to historic lows as government payouts rise. That's USA Today. And they're just announcing their great success. It's a great victory in the enslavement of the people. Kind of like the dumber the kids get in school, the more dumbed down. The lower the test scores, the more federal funding. A job well done. Just like George Carlin said, I'll tell you why education's never going to get any better. It's only going to get worse because the people that own this country, there's a big club and you ain't in it. They want you dumb. They want you obedient little servants. And they think you're so dumb, they have CSI shows where anybody that questions fluoride in the water or chemtrails they're spraying on us, and they admit they're spraying now, is a terrorist that wants to murder people. And, you know, I realize my cracking up on air, my flipping out, my freaking out is normal and wholesome and good. I am normal. We should be upset about what's going on. The fact that people can just sit there calmly while our societal house is burning down is disgusting. We need to get angry. We need to get aggressive. We need to get outspoken. We need to let the fur fly, folks. We need to wake up these brain-dead zombies that have no idea what's going on to them. We need to reach out to these people and get real. That's why it's so exhausting now these days to do 4 hours of radio, because it's so real to me. There is no enjoyment in ego. There is no enjoyment being the big radio host and having all this success. There is no enjoyment in anything anymore except standing up against the globalists, and that's not enjoyable. It's just raw instinct. And it disgusts me that I'm not up to the job. But compared to the rest of the public, it makes me sick that I'm the best there is. It's disgusting. And I want to do more to fight these people. I mean, look at this treason. I've been talking about this since last week. Top official says feds may not process illegals referred from Arizona. Folks, for years they won't come pick up illegals that have committed crimes from city and county jails and state prisons. I remember 4 years ago it was in the Houston Chronicle that 250,000+ people in the past 3 years before that had been released out of Texas prisons who were illegal aliens who'd committed violent crimes, and they were just released because the feds wouldn't come deport them, because the feds love criminals running around engaging in crime, so the public will all crap their drawers and beg the SWAT teams to come rule over them. Excuse me. You got a murdering sicko group of filthy trash running the government that loves screwing everything up and love destroying society. Face up to that. Face up to the raw, sick control freaks that are running our society, and realize they're your eternal enemy, or you have no hope.
The new world order beast is genetically modifying your food. Genetically modifying. Mixing vegetables with animals. And now experimenting with viruses. Viruses. Without a long-term food solution, you will have just two options. Starve or surrender. Surrender. All canned food supplies will eventually run out. What then? Then. Grow your own healthy food and feed your family forever. SurvivalistSeeds.com is now the nation's largest bulk heirloom seed company. And it's owned by a real patriot, Big John Lipscomb. You can now have an infinite amount of healthy vegetables like a watermelon, a bundle of carrots, or tomatoes for a little more than a penny each. SurvivalistSeeds.com. And now you can go into business with Big John at SurvivalistSeeds.com by becoming an affiliate. See his link at SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Fact. 4 million people in the U.S. have hepatitis C due to liver damage. Fact. Cirrhosis of the liver is the eighth leading cause of death among Americans. Fact. Alcohol, many prescription drugs, food additives, pesticides, and environmental toxins damage the liver. Fact. 1 in 10 Americans is or has been affected by liver or gallbladder disease. Fact. Anything that keeps the liver from doing its job can put your life in danger. Protect your liver by visiting researchedherbs.com and learning more about the world's number one selling all-natural liver support formula, Live 52. It is the only herbal liver supplement that is backed by over 190 published clinical trials and endorsed by 250,000 healthcare professionals in 76 countries worldwide. Don't wait to protect your liver. Visit us at researchedherbs.com or call 1-800-973-1486. That's 1-800-973-1486 or go to researchedherbs.com. All the goodness with none of the side effects.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now. No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now.
You know, 5 years ago, if I saw a news article where the media openly admitted that the government was growing the opium in Afghanistan, I'd get happy because I could then expose what I already knew. Now it doesn't even make me happy to expose them. It enrages me with disgust. You know the type of anger where you're not even angry with the people? You're just completely opposed to everything they are at a tidal, elemental, tectonic level of your psyche. I mean, it disgusts me beyond belief that Jeff Stein's spy talk in the Washington Post, they just calmly announced, yeah, we faked bin Laden videos. They just bury it in the article. I mean, that sends me into convulsions of anger, because now they're practicing the evil out in the open, just like they practice torture. Right when they thought they had you all afraid after they staged 9/11, the globalists, they came out and said, yeah, we're torturing people's kids in front of their parents. Isn't that good? To try to bring you over to the dark side. They know exactly what they're doing. And I am just, I don't like having it flaunted, okay? I've had enough. And I'm sick of them up there like a bunch of snakes, knowing they're lying, implying that Senator Inhofe is a white supremacist with no evidence because he doesn't believe in man-made global warming. Or saying that Rand Paul is a racist because he said people ought to be able to have private clubs when he was asked. Just how they sell their religion of multiculturalism when it's all a eugenics-based garbage. I mean, look at this. Former CIA officials admit to faking bin Laden video. Military psyops took over operation after intelligence project failed to take off. Two former CIA officials have admitted to creating a fake video in which intelligence officials dressed up as Osama bin Laden and his cronies in an effort to defame the terrorist leader throughout the Middle East. The details are outlined in the Washington Post article by investigative reporter, former Army intelligence case officer. Yeah, just like Woodward, Bob Woodward was naval intelligence, and Alexander Haig fed him all the stuff about Nixon, because Nixon made the globalists mad. I'm not saying Nixon was good, but that was all staged. The entire Washington Post is Bilderberg, New World Order run. The details are outlined in Washington Post article by investigative reporter and former Army intelligence case officer Jeff Stein. Stein's sources told him that during planning for the 2003 invasion of Iraq, the CIA's Iraq Operations Group considered creating a fake video of Saddam Hussein engaging in sexual acts with a teenage boy, then flooding Iraq with copies of the tape. The idea, along with faking Iraq news bulletins, never came to fruition. That's not true. They admit Iraq news bulletins are fake now. According to CIA former officials, because arrangement and agreement on the project cannot be reached between the Iraq group and CIA's official technical service. However, the two sources reveal the agency did previously concoct at least one fake bin Laden video. And they add this incredible little plumplet right in the middle of the story. Now, if you ever read this to a bug-eyed, know-it-all yuppie, they're just going to tell you the Washington Post doesn't exist. So this is all part of the sickening flaunting. I've seen scores of articles the last week, even by neocon publications, saying there's no North American Union. There's no SPP. There's no Trans-Texas Corridor. It's all made up. When I've got all the government documents and have watched them build the stinking thing. Oh, yeah, they changed the name. What did AP report last year? Rick Perry has canceled the Texas Trans-Texas Corridor, but he's just renamed it. It says the agency actually did make a video purporting to show Osama bin Laden and his cronies sitting around a campfire swinging bottles of liquor and savoring their conquest with boys. One of the former CIA officials recalled chuckling at the memory. The actors were drawn from some of our darker-skinned employees, he said. Like the fat bin Laden video that was proven to be fake. I just have to sit here and watch them desecrate goodness and desecrate our country as if they're patriots. And they think you're so stupid and so broke back and so pathetic that they get up on the news and say, yeah, we grow the opium now, because if we don't, Al-Qaeda will get it. All right, I got a guest coming up here, but I just want to also throw in there, if you want to see us expand our operations and you want to get tools that have been proven to wake people up, then get my documentary films, Rise of FEMA now out, Visible Empire, get Don't Tread on Me, great film about states' rights. A lot of really important information that's all available. We're going to break, and then Congressman Ron Paul's coming up after this quick break. But all the films, the books, the materials, it's all available at InfoWars.com in the online video bookstore. You can see all of my films and the other films we've been authorized to post, like Don't Tread on Me, at PrisonPlanet.tv. And we're going to simulcast the rest of the radio show coming up after this break at PrisonPlanet.tv. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Don't ignore your prostate health. I'm Roger Mason, research chemist and developer of the all-natural supplement Beta Prostate, and I want you to know about a free bottle giveaway. Beta Prostate helps your body support good prostate health. Your prostate affects the quality of your life, including your sleeping habits and even intimacy. Beta Prostate has plant sterols shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. And Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same plant sterols found in one Beta Prostate. New customers can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay a small shipping and handling fee. Make the call today and get your free bottle.
To get your free bottle of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-257-7201. One free bottle per household. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land? They think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You are being warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
Well, so much is going on. We've only got him for about 20 minutes or so. Congressman Ron Paul, I don't know how he does it, legislation, lobbying on the floor, doing 10, 15 media events a day, writing books, running Campaign for Liberty, supporting Rand Paul with the incredible realignment we're seeing politically, but he does it, and God bless him, he's Congressman Ron Paul. I want to talk about Iran, North Korea, the economy, the border situation. I want to talk about so many issues with Ron Paul, but a congressman from Texas joining us today. Congressman, first off, the political realignment. Every incumbent, whether it's Specter, a Democrat, or whether it's a Republican for the first time in 20 years winning in Hawaii for the Congress, to your son Rand Paul, the 30-point defeat of the establishment Republican. Have you ever seen a realignment like this? Because generally, it's one political party or the other that is seeing massive losses. But what I'm seeing is, across the board, incumbents and establishment candidates are being annihilated.
No, I think that's absolutely right. This is different. I think there's been periods of time when people get very frustrated, like you indicate. They might shift back and forth from one party to the other. But right now, they're unhappy with both parties. But the real tragedy is that we don't have a good, and I say this word cautiously, a democratic process, the democratic election, the ability of parties to compete. There's a monopoly control by the Republicans and the Democrats, and since philosophically they're not too far apart, they sort of gang up on anybody who wants to offer an alternative. So if we had had a very strong third party, to hear all the people talk about the Tea Party as if it's a party, but it really isn't a party. It's an alternative. And that's why the mixture comes up, because sometimes Democrats are in trouble, sometimes Republicans are in trouble, but there's no one party to fulfill the role that is necessary. And I don't think that's going to happen soon, because the laws make it very difficult to get on ballots, and the media doesn't allow people to get into the debates and this sort of thing. So they're very, very handicapped. I just think that we're going to see this messy situation. But I think it's just great that people are unhappy. They're very active. They want changes, and they're picking and choosing, and they're sending a loud message. And both parties are getting a little bit upset. I mean, Republicans, in one sense, they say, well, these Tea Party people, they're a little bit nuts. We can't deal with them. But then when they find out the Tea Party is a political force, they say, oh, I guess we better deal with them. So they're in a dilemma, too. I think it'll work out as long as the people who are unhappy stick to their guns and stay in and trying to agree on some basic principles. We either have too much government or too little government. We either spend too much money or too little bit of spend the money. We either have a lousy foreign policy or we don't have it. So I think those are the kind of things that we have to stick to our guns and be as consistent as possible, and to see what we can do to contribute to a positive change in this country.
There's no doubt, Congressman, I want to get your breakdown on this, that the establishment is scared, though, and they're going to pull out all the stops to try to demonize any type of true grassroots constitutionalist candidate. I mean, we're seeing them say, if you're against the health care bill, you must be a racist. But I think they've overplayed their hand by running around like chickens with their heads cut off.
Yeah, and that's been around, but it's around right now a whole lot because the Tea Party movement is so much bigger. But I can remember in 1996, and I don't know exactly what you were doing in 96, but when I was trying to get back into Congress, both Republicans and Democrats said, well, this guy's crazy. You know, he's even critical of the federal war on drugs. Anybody that's critical on the war on drugs must mean he wants to give drugs to kids, you know, that sort of thing. So they tried real hard to demonize me then. But I came back with honest answers, said that, no, the war on drugs doesn't work. I don't want to use drugs. I don't want to use drugs on my kids. I take care of women delivering babies. Emphasize the evil and the harm of drugs. You know, we won that argument. So they will always try to demonize individuals, but more so today than ever before, because, like you say, they were trying to turn it around. And just because we oppose something that Obama proposes, oh, you must be a racist. You know, it's the demagogues that really bugged me.
But, in 96, I was interviewing you when you were getting back into office, and I do remember that. And they, a few years ago, had your head floating around out in space, always trying to make you look like the outsider. But as many newspapers have reported, your views, the Constitution, my views, are now the majority view, and the establishment is desperate and is very, very afraid. What else do you see them from your years of research and experiencing this in Congress? What else do you think the big central banks and others are going to do to try to keep control of the people?
Well, I think whatever they think is necessary, and I had some information passed on to me, sort of inside information of somebody who knew somebody that was well-tuned to the people at the Federal Reserve, and they say they are really, really concerned about our movement to expose the Fed for what they're doing. Not so much that they think tomorrow we're going to have a victory and have a thorough audit and the Fed is going to end, but what they're upset or worried about is the fact that more and more people are aware of the Federal Reserve now like never before, and exposure is the most important thing. Then the changes will come and the reforms will come. So they know exactly what we've been talking about. I think that's where we've had such a tremendous success in the freedom movement in the last decade or so, is that people have become aware of the power of the Federal Reserve. And I'm so delighted when I go to the universities, and the next generation will know about the Federal Reserve. The Federal Reserve was something you never even learned about in college. I mean, they just fluffed over this. It wasn't important. They took care of us. They knew how to run the economy. that has ended, and I think even those who defend the Fed are very frightened about it.
Did you have a chance to see Zbigniew Brzezinski's speech to the CFR last week? Because he said, for the first time in world history, the planet is awake to us and our move for global government. And he basically said, we are in trouble.
I didn't see that, but I hope he has some real reasons to be worried about that. But was it Biden that said something the other day that Brussels should be the capital for the free world or something like that?
Yeah, they're really coming out in the open with their world government because we've exposed it. I want to run rapid fire now through a bunch of different issues while we have you. We're very honored to have Congressman Ron Paul with us today live on the 26th day of May 2010. You mentioned the war on drugs. I saw an interview with you back in the late 1980s, and you were talking about the CIA who'd been caught shipping in heroin then. And a few months ago, you gave a speech and said there's been a CIA coup in America. Since then, it's been in the New York Times, the Washington Post, AFP, French news agency, and even Geraldo Rivera on Fox. They go, yes, our troops are helping grow the opium for the farmers, because if they don't, Al-Qaeda will get it and sell it. What an amazing move to go from denying that they're producing it and shipping a lot of it in to saying, oh, yes, we have to, or Al-Qaeda would get it. Well, if you just decriminalized it, that would take the money out, and then Al-Qaeda, as they call it, wouldn't. I mean, that was the excuse on the crack cocaine. Well, we've got to ship the cocaine in, or the communist, you know, will get the money. Can you speak to that, sir?
Well, I don't have the absolute proof of it, but my suspicion is, and just because of the stories you hear, I think they really want drugs to be illegal because I think that's the way they raise money for their governments that's off the books. You know, they own banks. They can get involved in enterprise, and they have to get their cash, and it never comes through. Well, not all of it. Some of it will come through appropriations and legally, even though we don't know where it goes and who controls it. But they even need even more money because they're doing so much. There's so much activity going on. So in many ways, they are very, very powerful, and it is in their interest to keep the drug war going. So it's a bit of an irony that some very, very sincere church-believing people who want to take care of the kids believe that, you know, we have to keep this war going. At the same time, their allies, inadvertently allies with the drug dealers who want the drugs to be kept illegal. And then you point out, well, that the government and the CIA is involved as well.
Well, Congressman, I know you're super busy and none of us can be on top of everything, but would you like us to send you a packet of mainstream news where they just calmly admit that, okay, our troops, I mean, they had Geraldo Rivera with a Marine Corps commander with the troops explaining why they helped the farmers grow the opium. I mean, they're now basically bringing this out and hiding it in plain view.
Well, I've seen some of that, but I can always look at more material when it's available.
Well, here's one more issue on that subject. Did you see the Washington Post 2 days ago? CIA unit's wacky idea depicts Saddam as gay. And then in the article, it quotes them as admitting that the CIA put out at least one fake Osama bin Laden video. That sounds like that should be a congressional investigation.
Well, there's so many things that should be congressional investigations that sometimes, though, it becomes difficult if you hear of a real problem. I think, well, I guess I ought to report this. Where should I go? The FBI and the CIA, and they'll investigate it for me? Well, who's going to investigate the investigators? And that's our job, and that's what our responsibility is, to hopefully wake up enough people to find out who to believe and who not to believe.
Congressman, getting into what's happening on the economic front, we read your quotes a few weeks ago about Bernie Sanders, paraphrasing, you know, basically he sold out or he flip-flopped, and then Grayson running around saying we beat the Fed. What, I mean, you're the real expert in Congress recognized on this with the Fed. What really happened?
Well, we got 1207 passed into the House reform bill, and that bill passed on the House floor. The big vote was in the committee. So that's in there, even though it's in a very bad bill. When it got to the Senate, Bernie Sanders is the one that introduced 1207 and 604, I believe, in the Senate. And at the last minute, he changed his mind and took what the establishment agreed to, another severely watered-down version of it. It wasn't really an audit. It was just a glimpse of what's been going on for the past 2 years, which it had already agreed to. But it passed, like, I think 96-0, and the administration agreed to the Obama said he'd sign it, and Democratic and Republican leadership agreed to that. And then the 1207 version was brought up by Vitter, and when that got to the Senate floor, we only got 37 votes. So I think people should pay attention to those who did not vote for the real audit language in the Senate, and this to me is a bailout for, you know, the system and for the Federal Reserve. But now they have finally passed that version in the Senate, and it's going to conference. So I'm trying to keep an eye on that very closely and see if we can influence the conference. And I just don't know whether we get that modified or what will happen. But I think right now the cards are stacked against us. But we're going to keep fighting, because the more attention we get and the more the people know, I think we can be proud of how far we've gotten already and how much people know about it.
But, well, that's right, Congressman. 25 years ago, you didn't get one co-sponsor when you were first in Congress. Now you passed it in the House. It went to the Senate. I saw a headline where you were saying that those that voted against your audit, the Fed bill, will be held accountable, though, by the voters.
Oh, yeah, they should be. And every time, I mean, you think of the Republicans will retaliate against Republicans. And, I mean, we saw that in Utah. So these votes are very important. And, you know, the bailout vote was crucial in a lot of this stimulus for the Tea Party movement. So this is just another vote that we can use and help alert the people.
We've only got about 6 minutes left with Congressman Ron Paul. His time is so precious. We're going to give you some websites before he leaves so you can get involved in the Campaign for Liberty or Rand Paul's campaign, which is so important. But looking at the border situation, the Deputy Homeland Security Director said last Friday that they may not process illegals referred to them from Arizona. I've already seen previous reports of where sheriffs and others release illegals for serious crimes out of jail, and the feds won't pick them up. I mean, is this not serious dereliction of duty and or treason by Homeland Security?
You know, so much could be solved with our use of our Constitution and the principle of private property. If you have somebody walking your house and they're trespassing, and they might not have even committed a crime, they might not have, you know, shot anybody or stolen anything yet, but trespass, and they walk in your house and they have no right to be there. We call the police, and the police call them, and they prosecute them. But they don't apply that to people who are walking across this land and walking across these ranches. As a matter of fact, even if you do anything to stop trespassers, you can get into trouble. You're taking the law into your own hands. The states aren't allowed to do what they should do. And when the states finally get totally frustrated, you know, they have to pass a law that then is argued about. I have some reservations about that law, but not about the intent and what they're trying to do and the dereliction of duty of the federal government. I would like to see more approach to this, that if you can't get them at the border and stop the influx, then as soon as they apply, you know, for benefits, then that's when we should deal with
it. I agree. Deny them the welfare benefits, and that will stop. But the government, again, wants this dependent group. Were you in the chamber when Calderon lectured and said repass the assault weapons ban, effectively taking semi-automatics from American people?
Nope, I wasn't there, and that's a personal thing with me. There's a limit to what I can actually tolerate some days. So I did listen to it on TV and all, but I didn't feel like I should be present there.
I mean, did that disgust you?
Yeah. I mean, it disgusted me, but I knew what he was going to say, and why do we give? I mean, about a couple of years ago, they had Karzai down there. I mean, Karzai is you know, just our henchman that we have a hard gun. And they have him here down there as a head of a state and talking to a joint session of Congress. I mean, that's more than I need.
Well, his brother is admittedly, even in the New York Times, the top opium king.
and yet, in one of these days, you know, we'll depose him. Something will happen. He'll be gone. And, you know, the big thing over there right now is this battle is about to start in Afghanistan, and there's no guarantees that even with all our military might that we're going to have a military victory there. We will not have a political victory. It'll be a political defeat, because it'll just further stimulate hatred and all the other problems that you get by occupation of foreign countries. But militarily, whether this battle can be won is the real question.
Well, Congressman, that's part of my last two questions, then we'll let you go. Specifically, with the entire geopolitical situation, North Korea on a war footing, the Pentagon saying they're ready for war. Meanwhile, our own government helped give the reactors to North Korea, as you know. You've got the Israel saying they may strike Iran. Obama saying he would support them if they did. You've got the Predator drones, 1,000 of them now, going in to Pakistan, which many experts say is an act of war. You've said the Iran sanctions are an act of war. I mean, it looks like the buildup to World War One or World War Two. Can you speak to the overall atmosphere, and does the system have a desire to have a world crisis? And then finally, what do you see with the EU meltdown?
Well, it sort of blows my mind when I think about our financial crisis and not only the meltdown of the European nations, but ours as well. And that they hardly blink an eye that they can talk about spreading this war in the Middle East into Iran, that continue the civilian CIA bombing of these various countries. But this thing in Korea, it's way out of proportion to what we should be doing. I resent the fact that a generation or two ago, we have signed these treaties, have been involved, and have had troops in Korea all that time, and we're just sitting there. If there's ever a problem, we get dragged into it. But this week, we had a resolution on the House floor. There were three of us that voted against it. And the resolution was essentially an authorization to go to war, do whatever is necessary. And the circumstances that we live today, you never come to the Congress and make a declaration of war. We have these so-called promises. But how can one generation promise the next generation that we will deliver all the money and all the soldiers that will be necessary? We should just bring ourselves out of those situations. But this thing was just overwhelmingly passed. But it was billed as, expressing our concerns and our condolences for the people who died there. And then at the bottom, it gives the authority to say, and we do authorize, whatever force and whatever is necessary to take care of this problem.
But it's the same thing with the finances in Europe, same thing that happened here, taking the pension funds, raising the taxes, VAT taxes. Europe is now sinking into the central bank design trap. In closing, you've been talking about a total global meltdown for a long time, based on derivatives, Dr. Paul. And now it looks like we're approaching the vortex.
Yeah, we're getting awfully close, and people try to get me to say when I think it's going to happen, and I don't know exactly when it's going to happen, but I know it is unsustainable because the dollar is still being trusted, and that is a subjective event. People subjectively still say, well, we can trust the dollar. It is the world currency. But eventually they'll lose trust in the dollar. And I think if you look at the devaluation of the dollar against gold, you realize that something big is going on right now, because up until a month or two ago, the gold and the dollar always was related to the stock market and other currencies and commodities. But right now, more people are seeing the devaluation of the dollar against gold, which is the ultimate measurement. And that means that the time is getting much closer to the rejection of the system. I mean, the Europeans are broke. We're bailing them out with dollars. How about the cities? They're broke. Are we going to let cities and states fail after bailing out Wall Street and bailing out Greece? There's no way. They're always going to come to the rescue, print the money, and they're going to inflate until the point when the people are holding the dollars overseas, say, we're spending them. The Chinese are pretty smart people. They're spending those dollars. They're around buying natural resources around the world with dollars they earn from us. At the same time, we think we have to protect our natural resources by invading countries and occupying and protecting our oil. We have lost our way.
And clearly, we have a revolution of liberty and freedom, a restoration of the republic led by yourself and Rand Paul. Give us the websites for people to get involved with your campaign, with Campaign for Liberty, with RAND, with everybody in putting out the alternative to the New World Order.
Well, all my websites can be found by ronpaul.org, and I think RAND's is randpaul.com. So ronpaul.org will get you to about six of my websites.
Congressman, thank you so much for the time. We look forward to speaking to you in the future. God bless.
Thank you.
All right, there goes Congressman Ron Paul, and I skipped that network break, the limited time that we had with him. I just want to commend the great job my crew has been doing, and I also want to thank all the listeners and the AM and FM affiliates out there. In fact, you guys gave me a list yesterday in just the last week of six new affiliates. And of course, I as soon as I meant to go to that to plug it, I don't have it here. Maybe you can reprint that. But you know, we're reaching more people every day. I mean, this radio show, it's scary how many people we're reaching. And I don't know how to explain it. I have a constant, enraging frustration that I am not doing a good enough job breaking all this down. And then I look at other people, and I'm fighting as hard as I can. I see other people out there, and they could care less about what's happening in the world. They think it's funny that some of us care what's happening and are involved in warning people. We're on the verge of World War III right now. I was watching Senate debate yesterday, and senator after senator was saying we're on the verge of a total world collapse. And I still watch the idiot yuppies out there. They're just giggling and laughing and running around like a bunch of fools. I am genuinely freaked out, folks. And I'm supposed to be. You know, go back 5,000 years ago and you're in some little tribe and you're out, you know, with your kids by the river and 10 wolves run up. You're supposed to get in a circle with your spears and, you know, tell the wolves to back off. And we're surrounded by wolves. I'm watching them drag whole countries down. I watch the millions they've killed in the last 10 years. My God, I watch them forcing vaccines on kids. They know we're killing them. I know they're poisoning the water. They admit they're making fake bin Laden videos in the Washington Post. They admit they're growing the opium. And I just can't handle it anymore. I'm going to be honest with you. It's sickening if I just sit here calmly, like the average talk show host, all puffed up and cover the news and talk about how I'm a patriot and just cover the issues. I've got to be honest with you, okay? Just how... You know, I know why I'm frustrated, because at a primitive level, my brain is saying, attack these people. I mean, that's really what it is. I've really been analyzing myself. At a primitive level, my brain is saying, you should be physically going up against the government. But I'm not calling for that. I know that's instinct. I understand they want that. This is a 21st century war. It's an info war. But I more and more I understand what my problem is, especially lately, because everything's coming down. Everything's been proven correct. You think I get happy when I'm proven right? You think I like this? You think this is fun? I see these other patriot groups who are enjoying themselves. It's like some kind of social thing, and they compete with each other and all this crud. We're not competing with each other, folks. We're fighting for our lives against the New World Order. I mean, just everything is verified. I mean, I knew they were shipping drugs in, but to have them admit it. I knew they were putting out fake bin Laden videos, but to have them admit it. I knew they're putting poison in the water, but to read textbooks about how they're doing it to us, and now they admit they're chemtrailing us, and the public still can't even admit it, and it just goes on and on and on and on and on and on and on. It just doesn't have to happen if we just wake up, if men were men.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.